Archivists in Germany are finishing up a major project to keep the original scores written by Johann Sebastian Bach from disintegrating. But to preserve them, they first had to tear them apart. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to where Bach lived nearly half his life.
Leipzig claims Bach as its own. Fans who pilgrimage here visit the Bach Museum in the Old Town Center, just opposite the Church of St. Thomas, where he worked as Leipzig's music director in the first half of the 18th century, and where he's buried. The church's modern organ was built to sound something like the organ Bach played here. But a new white tile building in an industrial park on the edge of town should perhaps join the list of Leipzig Bach spots. In a neighborhood of weeds and warehouse shopping, it houses the conservation center that saved, at least for a while, most of Bach's original scores from devastating ink corrosion. Conservationist Tamara Winkler worked on the project.
Die Bach-Autographen ist alles mit der Hand gemacht worden. Da ist keine maschinelle Bearbeitung. Alles mit der Hand.
With the Bach papers, we did everything by hand, nothing by machine. If a machine were splitting the paper, something could go wrong and I wouldn't see it. By hand, I could catch a problem right away.
Winkler demonstrates how painstaking the process was. First, large supporting papers were pasted with gelatin onto both sides of each sheet of music. All that went into a press for a day or so. Then those supporting papers were carefully pulled apart, splitting the page of music glued between into two even thinner sheets. Later, those were pasted back together with stronger paper in the middle. Project director Wolfgang Wächter says saving Bach was a nerve-wracking honor.
Neben vielen positiven Emotionen eben auch sehr.
Besides the positive feelings, it was a big psychological strain because every mistake, every failure with even one document would have been very bad.
There have been no wrong rips so far. This preservation project is a giant step forward for Bach's papers. Until it began in the late 1990s, the German National Library in Berlin, which owns 90% of Bach's original works, hadn't even put the scores in acid-free paper, a basic conservation step. Helmut Hell heads the library's music department.
Man hat die Bach-Sachen einfach nicht anrühren wollen.
No one dared touch the Bach archives, so no one put paper between the sheets of music. They were beyond normal use. We had to reject requests from researchers who wanted to see them. I myself touched the B minor Mass for the first time only when the restoration project started.
At the Bach Archive in Leipzig, which collaborated with the State Library on restoration, head of research Peter Volney won't even say exactly where in the building the original cantata scores his organization owns are kept. He will show off the archive's latest project, making digital photographs of Bach's works available on the web. The quality is high enough to show different colors of ink and spots on the paper, and, Volney says, insight into Bach's thinking.
Also ganz, ganz groß, wenn ich etwas sehen will. No, das geht hier immer mit.
For example, this is here. He crossed out something, and on a regular photocopy, you probably can't identify what was written before. And if you enlarge it here on the screen, you, with a little luck, you can figure out what the scribe wrote here before.
It appears Bach switched some words around, changing "O Lord, how some hearts can ache" to "How hearts can ache, O Lord." But Volney says some questions only the originals can answer. For example, paper dating and handwriting analysis led scholars in the late 1980s to realize the Art of Fugue, long considered Bach's last work, was not. The B minor Mass apparently is. For Volney, hearing this is different now he believes these were Bach's final notes. Although for him it raises still more questions. Why, for example, would an old, sick, and nearly blind man try desperately to finish this piece in particular? The answer to that could be found in an archive, a commission, for example, or it might rest with the composer and the listener. Emily Harris, NPR News.